analysis and the game stats so far, it's time for the Halftime Huddle on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
We've played 30 minutes at Mosaic Stadium, and really, we've still got a lot to be decided. It's the Calgary Stampeders 13, the Saskatchewan Roughriders 13. Mitchell Blair with you. This segment of the Halftime Show, McDougall Auctioneers and Redhead Equipment. I'm joined, as always, by the sports editor for the Regina Leader Post, Rob Vanstone. Rob, you have come up with some awful puns before. You provided one in the first half. I'm just going to let you say it. You wish that a former Calgary Stampeder receiver was still on the roster for this game.
Who was I referring to? I don't even remember.
Don Blair.
Don Blair, right. Yes, the Mitchell Blair connection would have been absolutely prodigious today.
Oh, it would have been fantastic.
Are there any other Blairs in CFL? There's Stanley Blair used to play for Edmonton, but he was a DB. So how else would you do this?
There's a Marquise Blair that plays for the Seahawks, but we won't talk about the Seahawks because I don't want to get upset.
I don't even remember my tweets anymore. This promises to be a really enlightening halftime segment. Who's playing today?
Yeah,
anyway?
Exactly. This is a Saskatchewan Rough Rider football game. It's going to be one of those, I think, is going to come right down to the very end, like what we've seen from this football team. Get your heart medication ready because you're going to need it. The Riders said they needed to start off fast. That didn't work. But I think after that first play, the Rider defense, they haven't been lights out, but they've at least tightened things up.
And they've made crucial plays at crucial times. For example, the Stampeders were on the Rough Rider 32-yard line. A.C. Leonard gets a sack. Micah Johnson gets a sack. Suddenly, they don't even get the field goal. They had a situation where Rennie Parrott has missed a long field goal. Jamal Morrow runs at 54 yards out of the end zone. Rough Riders responded in the last 46 seconds there. Calgary gets a chip shot field goal by Paredes. Riders moved it barely into field goal range, and then Brent Lauther makes his 10th in a row. Started the year with 10 in a row, then missed 5 of 9. Now he's on 10 in a row again. Just so reliable.
By the way, I don't know if I said it off the top or not, but this segment of the Halftime Show from McDougall Auctioneers and Redhead Equipment. The Rider offense, a lot of questions coming into this game after what happened last week. It was a very untraditional post-game tirade slash rant, whatever you want to call it, from Cody Fajardo. He's thrown a couple of nice passes. The one to Kyran Moore on the Rider touchdown, the one to Ricardo Lewis on the Rider touchdown. But we haven't seen that deep ball yet. And I'm just wondering, did the offense, did Jason Moss take that out of the equation? Has Calgary done something defensively to take the deep ball away from the Riders? I'll admit, I sort of thought maybe the first drive the Riders would throw a deep ball just to sort of see what we would get. It hasn't happened yet. Does that surprise you or not?
No, because Calgary persistently rushes with four people. They have eight people back in coverage. And even if you're sending out six receivers, as the Rough Riders did on the first play of that last possession when they hit William Paul for 13 yards to ignite the possession that ended in that long field goal by Brett Lauther, they're just daring you to try to go over the top because even at best you're six versus eight. And the Rough Riders don't yet have Shaq Evans back in the lineup, although as you mentioned, the pregame show today, it's sounding promising for October 23rd. They could then infuse Duke Williams into the lineup for October 23rd. And as you mentioned earlier today, Kyran Moore would then be number three instead of number one when you look at your caliber of receivers. Then I think you can start trying some things. Right now, I think you're playing into the Stampeders' hands if you do try to go over the top because they still don't necessarily have the personnel that can scare the Stampeders' secondary. And I'm still not sure if they have the players who can consistently make the catches on the 50-50 balls. They're being very smart with the football, and they're tied despite a horrid start to the football game.
Plaza of Honor inductees being announced here to the fans at Mosaic Stadium. Gabe Patterson, Chris Getzlaff, Andy Fantuz, and Paul Hill, of course. Paul, the force behind Harvard Broadcasting, which is the owners of this radio station. So congratulations to Paul and to everybody going into the plaza this weekend. Rob, I know it's not part of this game, but Andy Fantuz and Chris Getzlaff, man, when you think of those glory years in the late 2000s and the mid-2010s, man, Andy Fantuz and Chris Getzlaff were a huge part of that. And you think about the 2007 Grey Cup, Andy Fantuz being the guy that scored the only touchdown that afternoon.
Yeah, and Andy Fantuz had a touchdown against BC in the West Final that year too, when the Riders upset BC, and he was such a clutch performer in addition to being a tremendous player. He had a touchdown in the 2009 Grey Cup. He had a catch down at the 2-yard line at the end of the first half of the 2009 Grey Cup. He was big in the playoffs in 09. Both of them were great clutch players, and in addition to being great technicians and exemplary Rough Riders.
Before I let you go, we've seen Rider games come right down to the end for the last couple of weeks. I think we're in for that again. You?
Yeah, this has that feel to it. It sure did.
A playoff feel to it.
It sure didn't 32 seconds into the game.
Nope.
But now, I mean, they've had more people in the stadium this year, but I don't think there's been a better buzz in the stadium this year, and I think it's building up to a really nice climax.
There just seems to be a little bit of a playoff atmosphere in here, and I don't know about you. I wouldn't be surprised if this is the Western semifinal. With all apologies to BC Lion fans out there, I don't think the Stampeders are as dead as what a lot of people think they are. It wouldn't surprise me to see Calgary and the Riders back here.
And Calgary's got BC twice down the road.
That's right, they do. Rob, thank you very much for the time. And when we come back, we will give you a recap of the first half. You are listening to the Cooperators Saskatchewan Rough Riders Radio Network.
Breaking down the game so far, it's the Halftime Huddle on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Mitchell Blair back with you. It is 13-13 at the half. This portion of the halftime show for the Wireless Age, your Sasktel authorized dealer, Bear Crop Science, Science for a Better Life, your Saskatchewan Party Caucus, and Degelman Industries. 13-13 your score. It's time for the halftime rewind for Go Grain, the new app that lets farmers book and track grain trucking right from their phone. Download today at gograin.ca. Here's DT and Luke.
Standing over the ball at his own 35, he will get us underway. Three receivers to the wide side. Fake the handoff. Bo on a roll to his right. Throwing up top, wide open. Is Markeith Ambles at the 30. He beat Campbell 15-10. And first play of the game, the Calgary Stampeders are in the end zone. John Ryan will pin it just outside the 44-yard line. Brett Leather's kick, plenty of distance. And right between the uprights. Rene Paredes for the 49-yard field goal attempt. He's got the distance, and it's off to the left-hand side. Morrow will bring it out, 5. Oh, can he bust outside, turn back inside? No, breaks the tackle, 10, 15, 20, runs away from Grace, 25, 30. Morrow's going across the 40-yard line, Jamal Morrow. Second and 14, probably out of field goal range. Fajardo looking, gunning in a tight window and caught by Kyron. 30, 25, 20. Kyron Moore dragged down by Darnell Sankey. How did Fajardo fit that ball in for the first down? Fajardo double pumps. He's got his man wide open. Ricardo Lewis slips, diving for the end zone. Ricardo Lewis, touchdown! Tight end formation, double tight end as well. McCarty stays in the block, bow. Pressure from his left-hand side, scrambles. Out to his right, he's caught! A.C. Leonard with his first sack of the game. There's Brett Lawther, a 52-yard field goal attempt. This would match his longest of the season. Snap, good, kick. He's got the distance. And he's got 3 points. Brett Lawther ties the game at 13.
So that is how we got to 13, all taking a quick look at the stats for the Riders. Fajardo, 10 of 15 through the air for 121 yards and a touchdown. He leads the team in rushing, 5 carries for 20 yards. Kyron Moore, the leading receiver, 4 catches for 52 yards. For the Stamps, Bo Levi Mitchell, 12 of 16 for 202 yards and a touchdown. Kadeem Carey, the top rusher, 9 carries for 49 yards. Carey, the top receiver, 3 for 49, but Markeith Ambles is the big guy, 2 for 84 and a touchdown. Of course, a lot of that 84 coming on the first play of the game. All right, we'll take a break. Come right back. Second half action with Derek Taylor and Luke Mullender. Can the Riders win this one? Certainly hope so, or else we've got ourselves a very tight Western Conference. You are listening to the Cooperators Saskatchewan Rough Rider Radio Network.